USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced two legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The coronavirus levels in America is dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm, and by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The EPA has a list of disinfectants for use against COVID-19. Look for products with active ingredients such as ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, or quaternary ammonium. NASCAR has a road course race this weekend. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Calls are going out for the United States to boycott the upcoming Olympic Games. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Olympics are scheduled to begin Friday, July 23rd, and end Sunday, August 8th. Most of our time engaging with digital content happens in mobile apps. Google and Facebook continue to dominate the app world. 46% of the top 15 apps are owned by Google, 20% by Facebook. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.